My time is your time.
Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Flapsy Maxie Rosenblum, Mary Jane Walsh, and Milton Berle.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Maxie, put in your best bib and tucker. We're going out to the World's Fair.
Gee, I'm glad we're going, Mr. Valley, because the World's Fair closes tomorrow night.
I'm afraid you've been grossly misinformed. The fair will remain open at least until the end of October. Whatever gave you the impression it was closing tomorrow night?
I read it in today's newspaper. It says, fair today and tomorrow. Why are we going to the fair anyway, boss?
To visit the railroad exhibit. I understand they're displaying the actual locomotive driven by Casey Jones in his epic-making run.
Who was Casey Jones?
He was a great railroad engineer. Casey Jones actually lived, Maxie. Although most people regard his exploits as fiction. You know what fiction is.
Of course. Fiction is when two things rub together.
No, that's friction.
You mean like what you study in arithmetic, frictions?
No, no, no. That's fractions. But forget it, Maxie. The fact remains that Casey Jones was a pioneer.
I thought you said he was an engineer.
He was an engineer and a famous one. Everybody knows that. But few people know anything about his private life. Casey Jones was really a family man.
Oh, sure. I've seen them in the movies. The Jones family.
Will you be serious for just one moment? Casey Jones was a great railroad man, an outstanding engineer. I don't think you realize the importance of an engineer to the average American. Maxie, you have an afternoon off. You wish to go somewhere. For instance, when you go to the Empire Racetrack, who takes you?
The bookie.
Maxie, my boy, my dear, dear boy.
What is it, Daddy?
Joke all you like, Maxie. The railroads played a vital part in welding together these great United States. No one appreciates more than we, the dairy industry, the fact that the railroads have helped to bring the farm and the city closer together. In fact, Maxie, nothing has done more than the railroads to bring people closer together.
I can see you never shopped in Macy's basement.
Maxie, if you'll excuse my speaking in the vernacular, I should like to go on record as saying that sometimes you act like a dope.
Why, Mr. Valley, shame, shame, shame. You know that the word dope doesn't fit me.
It may not fit you, Maxie, but you'll grow into it. Now, shall we discuss how I'm going to get into my dream tonight?
Yes, I think we shall.
I'm going to dream that I'm Casey Jones. Lovely Mary Jane Walsh will be the fictitious sweetheart of Casey Jones, and my rival... Oh. And my rival for her hand will be played by that popular young comedian, Milton Berle.
But how are you going to get into your dream?
I've chartered a train for it, Maxie, and we'll call it the Dream Train.
Dream train, please carry me back. Dream train, stay on the right track. Take me back where I belong. Pound your whistle and gong. Tell the gang it won't be long. Dream train, please turn on your
steam. When the midnight shoots, you leave for Alabama.
Morning will soon end my dream.
Your dream.
Stop.
Stop, look, and listen.
When a certain party hollers, welcome my dream train.
Casey Jones, out to the cabin.
Casey Jones, fill the full of steam.
Casey Jones, open up the throttle. And that is the subject of Blue Rudy's dream.
Yes, sir.
See if you can fix my locomotive. There's a big drip in the boiler.
In the boiler? Let's have a look. A big drip. Where's the big drip?
Did you call me, boss?
Track C, Maxie. You'd better run along and inspect that 6-8-wheeler before the foreman arrives.
Okay, Casey.
I've got to finish oiling this locomotive before my sweetheart, Mary Jane, arrives. Gee, I wish I could ask Mary Jane to marry me. I would if I were an engineer, but I'm just a guy who squirts oil on engines, like this. I guess Mary Jane's father doesn't think much of me. He says I'm just a little I better put some oil on this axle and this rod. Why, there isn't a bit of oil on these two shafts.
Ooh, my stockings.
Mary Jane. Gosh, I was hoping I could take you over to the Sugar Bowl for an ice cream cone, but I have to oil old 97.
Oh, I declare, Casey, all you think about is the railroad. I thought last night that you had finally forgotten locomotives and would begin to pay some attention to me. When you put your arm around me, I gave a great big sigh like this. And what did you do?
Well?
You jumped up and yelled, "Give her some more coal, Charlie! She's losing steam!"
I guess I was thinking about the old 97.
Oh, don't worry, Casey. One of these days you'll be a big engineer like Tim O'Burl.
Tim O'Burl, that throttle jockey.
Well, Father says that Tim O'Burl is the best young engineer on the line.
Young? He's been driving a locomotive so long, he's track happy.
Well, the section gang voted him the best-dressed engineer on the line.
Yes, but I think he overdoes it a little with those swallow-tailed overalls.
Well, you know, O'Burl says he has to dress formal so he can throw the switch at Tuxedo Junction.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, which one of you two is Casey Jones?
I am, sir.
Mr. Jones, I've been sent here by the president of the road to notify you that effective tomorrow, you are to be promoted to the position of engineer.
Engineer? Casey Jones, you're an engineer.
Woo-hoo!
Your first trip is tomorrow morning, 7:29.
What's the name of my engine?
The Foo, Cincinnati.
The Foo, Cincinnati. Is that a new locomotive?
No, but it won't look bad when they repaint it. And pull out the arrows and tomahawk.
The arrows and... Well, what does she burn, oil or coal?
Well, downhill, she burns wood.
What does she burn uphill?
A mixture of wood and adrenaline. She'll be ready for you, 7:29 tomorrow morning.
Well, darling, now I'm an engineer, and at long last we can be married. This very night I shall speak to your father, and if the answer is yes, it's Niagara Falls for us on the finest train on the line.
But trips like that are expensive, and strictly for the upper classes.
But I've been working on the railroad, and consequently we can travel on passes. I'll go home and pack my clothes, you go pack your these and thosies, and away we'll go. Off we're going to shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
To Niagara in a sleeper, there's no honeymoon that's cheaper.
And the train goes slow.
Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
Someday the stork may pay a visit and leave a little souvenir, just a little cute. What is it?
But we'll discuss that little matter a little later, dear.
For a little silver quarter, we can have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low.
Off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo.
Just a little silver quarter, we can have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low. Off to Buffalo.
We'll find out a little later whether Casey Jones broke the record. But right now, I'd like Rudy Vely to tell you about a real record breaker.
Months ago, Seal Test Member Company set out to develop a new and original hot weather treat, one that would break all records for its cooling, refreshing qualities. And after a great number of experiments, they perfected it. Cooling lime juice and shredded pineapple frozen into a glorious sherbet. You've never tasted anything like this new lime pineapple sherbet. In every spoonful, you get the refreshing tartness of ripe, juicy limes mingled with delicious, ripe, tropical pineapple.
Folks, this sensational new summer treat is called Lime Glow Sherbet. It's only here for July, so make the most of this grand new flavor. As a luncheon dessert, as an afternoon treat, to start a dinner or to give it a grand finish, to surprise the family in late evening or when guests drop in. And make a habit these hot days of dropping in at your favorite fountain for a tall, frosty lime glow soda. But remember, there's only one lime glow sherbet. It's sold only by dealers who sell Seal Test supervised ice cream. That symbol assures you that Seal Test men in white are contributing their skill and experience to bring you high quality and assured purity in all Seal Test supervised products. A little later, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test supervised ice cream milk, and other dairy products in your community. Back now to the story of Casey Jones. We find Casey about to enter Mary Jane's house, where he's gone to ask her father for her hand.
Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey there. Not so fast. I want to see you, Casey Jones.
Tim O'Burl.
You said it, Tim O'Burl. The locomotive Lothario. The gas house gable, Tim O'Burl in person. One side local, here comes the express.
I know why you're here, O'Burl. You've come to see about marrying Mary Jane. Let me tell you right now, Mary Jane is my girl.
Your girl? Your girl. Why, listen, baby wristwatch.
Baby wristwatch?
Yeah, small time. Get it?
O'Burl, what makes you think? What makes you think that I'm not as good a man as you are?
What makes me think so? I look at the clothes you're wearing. Look at that flimsy suit.
The suit is flimsy?
Flimsy. It's the first time I ever saw a piece of Kleenex with two pair of pants.
Don't be so wise, O'Burl. I know you've just broken the record for the Memphis to Cincinnati run, but that doesn't make you a big shot.
Oh, no? Why, Tim O'Burl is known all over the country. In San Francisco, they call me Bruiser. In Chicago, they call me Killer. And in New York, they call me Gorilla.
What do they call you at home?
Tootsie Pie.
You think you're quite the ladies' man, don't you, O'Burl?
Yes. Since I've been working on the railroad, women flock my way. Blondes, brunettes, and even redheads say, brother, that ain't hay. And confidentially, in the cabin of my engine, I always have a girl. Now, who's that solid sender from the locomotive tender? Timothy Clancy O'Burl.
But on the other hand, since I've been working on the railroad,
yes, Casey,
to my duty, I've been true. I've passed up many a classy lassie.
Oh, yeah?
Despite an inclination or two.
And in addition,
I've been loyal to my engine and my sweetheart, Mary Jane.
But after 60 years of purity, all you have is Social Security.
But I'm a railroad.
He's a railroad.
A darn good railroad man.
Stick my foot in a boiler and give me a hot foot.
A darn good railroad man. So all aboard. Woo! O'Burl, I've often heard of your love exploits on the Memphis to Cincinnati run.
Oh, you have, eh?
Yes, and I've been told that you should devote all your efforts to the women of Memphis. That you should make love exclusively to the women of Memphis.
Who told you that?
The women of Cincinnati. Why don't you admit it, O'Burl? You're a villain.
Me, a villain? Why, I wouldn't harm a hair in Jim Folly's head.
You think you're a bear with the ladies, don't you?
Casey Jones, the first day I ever pulled into Cincinnati, I was mobbed by dozens of women, carrying big bouquets of flowers, and they wouldn't let me go.
What did you do?
I finally bought a bouquet.
Women, women, women. That's all you think about. You should think about your train. Why don't you lavish some of that affection on your train?
What do you expect me to do, caress an express?
Well, you might go on a bender with a tender.
A tender? What gender is a tender?
I guess it's neuter, like a scooter.
Well, I think it would be cuter to go on a tutor with a neuter scooter. That's better than going on a bender with a neuter gender tender. We could keep this up all night, you know that, don't you? Besides, I'll have you know, Casey Jones, that I'm one of the most prominent men in the railroad industry, and I always was.
You always was?
Yes, I remember when I was but a lad. There I stood in the freight yards at Topeka. When who should walk up to me but the president of the company? He put his hand on my shoulder.
And what did he say to you?
Hit the road, you bum.
I can see there's no use talking to you, O'Burl. I'm going in to talk to Mary Jane's father.
Wait a minute. Don't leave me. It won't do you any good, Jones. Her father hasn't been home for the last 18 months.
No, where's he been the last 18 months?
Trying to get in a General Motors exhibit at the fair.
Well, I happen to know that he is at home, and I'm going in anyway.
No, wait a minute. You're not going in there. Good and dramatic, isn't it? You're not going in there. You're not going in there without me. Ring that bell.
Say, who's that strange-looking creature coming to the door of Mr. Walsh?
Shh. That's Daphne, the hired girl. She's a little man-crazy. You see, she hasn't been out with a man since she fell in love with a fella in knee pants standing in a rowboat.
Why didn't she marry him?
Turned out to be Washington crossing the Delaware.
Hello, fellas. You are fellas, aren't you?
Well, what's on your mind, boys?
Sir, O'Burl and I have come to see you about the same thing. We both want to marry your daughter, Mary Jane. We're both railroad men and...
That's good. All the women in my family marry railroad men. My mother married a railroad man. My wife married a railroad man. My sister married a railroad man. My daughter, Mary Jane, is going to marry a railroad man.
Oh, gee, Mr. Walsh, what about me?
You'll take anything you can get. Well, boys, let's get down to business. Casey Jones, I don't know you so well. Just what are your qualifications?
Well, for one thing, I'm strong as an ox, healthy as a bull, and I eat like a horse.
Let's leave your table manners out of this.
Well, come on, fellas, what's your proposition? I want my Mary Jane to marry a man with courage.
You're talking to the right fellow, mister. Why, last week on my record-breaking run, I drove my train right through a raging forest fire. There was fire to the left of me, fire to the right of me. I saw nothing but fire, fire, fire. Hello? No, there's no fire. No, I'm just telling a story. But really, really, there's no fire. Yeah, I'll phone you if one turns up. Good night, Fiorello.
Well, I don't want you to think I'm mercenary, boys, but I do need money. I want my Mary Jane to marry a good provider.
I'm the man, Pop. You see, besides being an engineer, I make a little extra money on the side. Only 2 weeks ago, I made $12 smuggling Democrats into Philadelphia. I'm your man, Pop. Yes, sir, I'm your man.
But, Mr. Walsh, suppose I can beat O'Burl's time on the Memphis to Cincinnati run. May I marry Mary Jane?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Walsh. I'm marrying Mary Jane. I didn't come here tonight for nothing.
I can see you never worked on the Valley program before. Well, Casey, it's a deal. Beat O'Burl's record tomorrow, and you can have my daughter, Mary Jane.
Casey, darling, I know you'll break the record. I know you can do it. Casey, you're a real man.
That's nothing. I'm a real man, too. I wish I could get someone to believe it.
I believe it.
See, I had to go and open my big mouth.
Well, boys, consider my decision final. If Casey breaks the record tomorrow, he'll marry Mary Jane.
Then what'll happen to me?
I have it. You can marry Daphne.
Yeah. You can marry me. In fact, you can kiss me right now. Well, what are you waiting for?
There must be an easier way out than this.
Now, look, if you don't kiss me, I'll pull my hair out. That's what I'll do. I'll pull my hair out.
So long, Baldy.
Gosh, Mary Jane, what if I don't make good?
Oh, you've got to make good. I know you'll break the record. And then, Casey, we'll celebrate by going to the Saturday night dance at Tuxedo Junction.
Mary Jane, I can't dance. You know I can't dance.
Oh, we'll fix that in a hurry, Casey.
How?
Six lessons.
Oh, yeah.
From Madame Lazonga.
Oh, yeah.
You'll do the rumba.
Oh, you can do it.
And the new la conga.
You'll do the rumba and the conga.
Six lessons.
Mama.
In Madame's cabana.
Yeah, yeah.
And you will imagine.
You will imagine.
Down in Havana.
In Madame's
her four Latin daughters will help you to start. While finding the rhythm.
The rhythm makes you
might lose your heart.
Six
lessons,
oh, yeah.
From Madame Lazonga,
oh, yeah.
And you'll discover,
what
practice can do.
Practice
you count one, two, three. Use your hip and your knee. It's bound to bring out the Latin
like
in
the
you.
Latin, and the Latin, you will learn to umpa-dumpa with the rumba.
I may need dancing lessons, Mary Jane, but I don't need instruction in the matter of advising our friends where to buy that sensational new summer treat, Lime Glow Sherbet. Here we go to all those communities where seal test, supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Okay, Rudy Valley. In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farms. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Kessel's. In New Jersey, it's Kessel's and Moglia. And it's only at dealers carrying seal test supervised ice cream that you'll find Lime Glow, the seal test supervised lime pineapple sherbet for July. Juicy limes and ripe pineapple. You know how refreshing they are. But wait till you taste the way they're blended in Lime Glow sherbet. It's a new taste thrill that cools and refreshes. Send your Hydrox, Kessel's, or Moglia dealer now for some Lime Glow sherbet. It's just the refreshment you crave on a summer night.
Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try Select homogenized milk. Containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's seal test supervised. Now back to Casey Jones as he prepares to break the speed record of Tim O'Burl.
We're almost ready to leave, Traxy Maxie. Have you taken care of everything?
Check.
Is the Pooh Cincinnati ready?
Check.
Plenty of water?
Check.
Plenty of fuel?
Check.
Maxie, how can I ever repay you?
Cash.
Come, Maxie. Did you stop up that leak in the steam pipe?
Yeah, boss. It's been illuminated.
That word is eliminated. Maxie, you certainly butcher the English language.
I can't help it, boss. When I got something to say, I just say it. And if the English language gets in my way, it's just too bad for the English language.
Wait, look. Here comes my sweetheart, Mary Jane, Tim O'Burl.
Casey, darling, I've come to wish you luck. Is everything all right?
Yes, Mary Jane. Maxie, why don't you show my rival, Mr. O'Burl, our train?
Train? You call this hunk of junk a train? Tell me one thing.
What?
Where do you wind it?
I'll have you know that this locomotive runs with steam.
Steam? This tin heap couldn't get up enough steam to go on George Arliss's monocle.
Don't belittle the Pooh Cincinnati. I'll have you know that this train is solid iron.
Iron? There is more iron in Skinny Ennis.
Don't mind him, Casey. Is the Pooh Cincinnati ready to go?
Yes, I've practically covered it with oil.
Oil? If you want this old relic to move, you better use liniment.
Don't rub it in.
Goodbye, Casey. Darling, you've got to break that record. If you don't, Father will force me to marry Tim O'Burl.
Before I'd let that happen, I'd push this locomotive all the way to Cincinnati with my bare hands.
Oh, no, Casey. I could never let you push this big old locomotive with your bare hands.
Thank you.
Here, take my gloves.
Goodbye, darling.
We're going on ahead in Tim O'Burl's streamliner so that we'll be in Cincinnati when you arrive with the new speed record.
Yeah, Joan, send word when you expect to arrive.
How can I do that?
Have Maxie walk on ahead.
Fireman Rosenblum, we are about to start on a history-making run from Memphis to Cincinnati. Are you ready?
That I am,
Casey Jones.
Then here we go. I'll open the throttle. We're beginning to move. Open the steam valve and blow the whistle, Maxie.
Okay, boss.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Boss, the steam just played My Time Is Your Time.
Yes, that's my steam song. Maxie, there's not enough water in the boiler. Take the hose and stick in the nozzle.
Okay. Ouch!
Say, why'd you stick your face in the boiler? I told you to stick in the nozzle.
Nozzle? I thought you said schnozzle.
We'll never break the record this way. Look, we're running low on coal.
Leave it to me, boss.
Maxie, you're being ridiculous. You've thrown your hat, your coat, your shoes, and your pants into the fire. What are you doing?
I guess I'm making a fool of myself.
Well, Mary Jane, if Casey Jones isn't here in Cincinnati within 2 minutes, my record stands and you will be married to me, Timothy O'Burl, the smiling Irishman.
Oh, but Casey Jones will be here. He'll break your record, and then I won't have to marry you, you wolf.
Wolf, eh? Another person called me that once.
What happened?
I was dreadfully hurt.
Oh, I detest you, you cad. And when Casey Jones breaks your record, he will rescue me from your vile clutches.
So, me proud beauty, you think Casey Jones can save you? Little does she know that in the caboose of Casey's train, I placed a centipede, and I told him to drag all of his feet.
Yes, Casey Jones will save me. Little does he know that in the same caboose I placed a glowworm and told him to give the centipede a hot foot.
Look, Look at that clock upon yonder wall. If Casey Jones isn't here in 1 minute, you will be mine. Listen to the clock as it goes tick-tock, tick-tock. Listen.
Tick-tick, 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 tick-tick.
Oh, so you won't talk.
Here comes Casey Jones.
He's broken the record. Just look at old Foo Cincinnati Pup. Oh, Casey, darling, you've broken the record.
Congratulations, Casey, my boy. You've won the race. Now you can marry my daughter, Mary Jane.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What about me?
Well, Burl, the best thing for you is to marry Daphne.
Oh, goody.
The best thing for me is to marry Daphne? That's the best thing?
Yeah.
What's next best?
We've taken a few liberties tonight in our dream fantasy of the story of Casey Jones, but I like to think that Casey himself, perched high up there in the cabin of the Golden Express, smiled with us, perhaps even chuckled a little. Casey was a real engineer, and the modern railroad men haven't forgotten him. For even today, each time a train passes the spot where Casey was laid to rest down south, the engineer reaches for the whistle cord and gives her three long ones for Casey. Railroading is more than an occupation, it's a tradition. Railroading is an American institution, and you and I must not lose sight of the fact that we live in one of the very few countries on the face of the earth where you can hop on a train and know that your ticket isn't necessarily one way. This year, more than ever, we should appreciate those familiar words.
All aboard, it's vacation, all aboard, recreation, time to stop discussing big business deals. Drop that housework and sing to the rhythm of bowling wheels. All aboard, it's vacation, all aboard. Relaxation, so put on your slacks and just relax. Clickety-clacks, the railroad tracks, it's all aboard. All aboard, all aboard.
Central up the Palisades, the Florida Eastern to the Everglades,
the Southern and Pacific to the Golden Gate, the Delaware, Lackawanna, and the Nickel Plate.
And the B&O is such a darn good bet, the Reading Lehigh Valley and the Pear Marquette.
The Pennsylvania's great, no doubt, for passengers and freight, no doubt, the Speedy, Burlington, Zephyr, and the Eastbound Santa Fe Scout.
East and west they go in a mighty modern fleet, filled with passengers heading for a summer retreat. But the menace they're retreating from is just the heat. So put on your slacks and just relax. The clickety-clacks, the railroad tracks.
It's all aboard.
All aboard, all aboard.
Don't miss the fascinating seal test building. See the bottling of milk, the packaging of ice cream and cheese. See novel recipes created before your eyes in a unit of the seal test laboratory kitchen. And there are many other interesting features. Visitors to New York will also be glad to hear that Rudy Valley and Company open a limited engagement on the stage of the Strand Theater in New York City beginning tomorrow.
So until next Thursday, when we present our version of the adventures of Don Quixote, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, request seal test, and good night. See you at the Strand.
Seal test and member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.